an authoritarian, admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, Hans, sorry to get to you a little bit later here than usual, but so much going on with this election right now. And the biggest thing that's out there right now is this idea that Donald Trump, this is just in. This is brand new information. We've never heard this before, that Donald Trump is a fascist. Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me here. It seems to me I've heard that before. look, you know, you had that quote from Kamala Harris saying, oh, he wants unchecked power. No. Apparently, she and Joe Biden want unchecked power. All you got to do is look at what they've done over the past 4 years to see that.
Well, I wanted to give you the opportunity, if you would, as a constitutional scholar and a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, to talk to us about what fascism actually is without really the political tinge that we often hear about it the most. This person's a fascist, that person's a fascist. How do you define fascism so that we can better identify what it is when we see it?
Well, I will do that, but keep in mind that my mother and grandmother lived under it. Okay. Mm. My mother grew up in Nazi Germany, which was a fascist state. And what it means is the people controlling the government believe that the government should basically control everything. They don't completely run private industry the way they do under communism, but they control it. They propagandize the schools. Hitler took over the K-12 schools in order to put his propaganda in to consolidate his control. Does that sound very familiar to what the left is doing with DEI and putting in hatred of America, etc.? He controlled information throughout the country. That's another sign of fascism, censoring and controlling the flow of information. We just had a Supreme Court case, right, against, who was it? The Biden administration. Why? Because they were secretly behind the scenes, all these federal government agencies during his administration, coordinating with, threatening, coercing all the big social media companies to censor the speech of American so-called misinformation. Basically, they wanted their opinion, their view on all these issues to be the only prevailing communications made. Also, it means political control and political use of the law enforcement arms of the government. Do we need to go, Annie, through what the FBI and the Justice Department have been doing for the last 4 years? Does anybody doubt that that's been happening?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually frightening to understand the efforts that have been made that we've been living in the midst of right now, with really the, at least to the American people, that control of information. I mean, I've never heard the word misinformation and disinformation more than I've heard it under Joe Biden's administration. I think they even created a department or a committee of it or something. But all of these other things become possible when you get to control who gets to say what and when.
No, that's exactly right. People shouldn't forget that, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, remember, the Biden administration was going to open up a misinformation office at the Department of Homeland Security, whose job it was going to be to censor and make sure there was no misinformation. And that only after a public outcry about that and a public outcry over the woman they were going to put in charge of it, did that get canceled. I'm not telling people who to vote for, but nothing like that happened during the 4 years of the Trump administration. Look, another sign of fascism and a fascist government is one where the people in power do whatever they want to, and they ignore the laws they pay no attention to the laws. Well, I don't think anybody can point to me a single instance in which during the Trump administration, he did things that were violating federal law, or a single case where when there was a dispute over some action and a court said, no, you can't do this, that he violated that court order. Student loans, repayment, the Supreme Court saying, no, you, Joe Biden, you can't just simply write off these loans, and they're still saying they can do it and will do it in total violation, not only of federal law, but a Supreme Court order. Again, I don't recall that happening during the Trump administration.
Not at all. So if you know, the way that we're describing fascism here, and the application of what we've seen here just in very recent history, I mean, there are two parts to this. One is it's the leading criticism of Donald Trump that his fascist behavior is a threat to democracy. I'm going to give you the opportunity just to respond to that sentence here in a second. But the fascist word is being applied to Donald Trump as if it's something that he is bringing back into American government, politics, culture, life. And in the meantime, while that accusation is being thrown out against their political opponent, there are markings of fascism that are stitched into the last 3.5 years of this administration that are pretty easy to call out when you put them together like that. What do you think of that sentence that Donald Trump is a fascist who is a threat to democracy?
Well, I just don't know where they're getting that. I mean, they're just making that up. Again, like I said, you look at the actual actions of his 4 years and you compare that to the actions of the past 4 years of this administration. And if there's anybody who is a threat to democracy, it's the current administration. And look, another example, again, fascist governments just ignore whatever laws are in place, whatever laws are passed by their legislatures. We just had Kamala Harris admit that she's going to continue, if she gets elected, to violate federal immigration law. She says she won't deport anyone. She's going to give mass parole to illegal aliens. Look, we have a very complete set of immigration laws, none of which give a president the power to do any of those things. So, in essence, the Biden administration, really for the last 3.5 years, has been violating federal law by allowing these illegal aliens into the country, not deporting them, giving them mass parole, also giving them work permits, a certain percentage of them, when federal law does not allow them to do that. Again, they're just ignoring the law. They're violating it. That is a hallmark of fascist governments.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there in plain sight for everyone to see that the socialist tendencies that we see from people who are elected into our government, they don't push away from the word socialist at all. A lot of the fascism that they're lobbying towards their opponents for political fodder over, you know, semantical arguments, you can really turn that around and reflect quickly on how they've employed a lot of the elements of it as well. Before we let you go, Hans, I always like to give you the opportunity to talk about should I guess you could say either candidate, but I have only faith that one will do it. Should Donald Trump get elected? Is it just a mentality? Is it just the ideology of the person who goes in there that takes us in the opposite direction of these fascist behaviors that we've seen from the current administration, or their actual appointments or firings or maneuvers that can be made by the executive to dramatically shift the direction that the country is headed right now currently into this fascist state?
Well, I will tell you that in addition to firing every single political appointee, frankly, people who are dangerous, that were put into the executive branch by President Biden, there's got to be a complete house cleaning of folks inside the Justice Department, folks inside the Department of Homeland Security, all the people who out there have been doing everything from not enforcing our immigration laws, at DOJ abusing their powers to engage in political prosecutions not justified by the facts. I mean, there have to be major, I think, firings and terminations of some of the worst people in the federal government.
Hans, we appreciate you, as always, to bring some constitutional expertise to the conversation. There's usually there's a lot of lawyers on Twitter, and I am not one of them. So we always appreciate you coming on and leveling the playing field a little bit. Hans, thanks for being with us today.
Jared, I'll talk to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Hans von Spakovsky, he is an expert, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a former FEC commissioner. Love having Hans on to speak with us. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, the YouTube live chat poll. Hey, folks, need to know from you. Do you fear violence after the election? Yes or no? Note, I am not indicating who is going to win the election. So when you're asking yourself about violence after the election, maybe to some it matters who wins and who loses. Be interesting to find out what you think about this. Go vote and leave a comment as to why you voted the way you did on the Andy Fry YouTube channel. Wiggins America next. Don't go away.